here's a story from The World.
The shooting of Jacob Blake is reverberating around the sports world. Athletes from the NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer are making their voices heard. Yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks had a big playoff game, but they refused to take the court. Bucks forward Sterling Brown read this statement.
Over the last few days in our home state of Wisconsin, we've seen the horrendous video of Jacob Blake being shot in the back 7 times by a police officer in Kenosha. Despite the overwhelming plea for change, there has been no action. So our focus today cannot be on basketball.
Wisconsin's Major League Baseball team, the Milwaukee Brewers, followed suit and refused to take the field.
The decision to boycott made its way to Miller Park. Players are currently wearing Black Lives Matter shirts like they have all season. The Brewers and Reds will not play tonight's contest.
Over in the WNBA, the women basketball players took their stand. The Washington Mystic walked on the court yesterday wearing shirts painted with 7 bullet holes, the same number of shots fired at Jacob Blake. The Mystics were playing the Atlanta Dream. Here's the Dream's Elizabeth Williams.
We stand in solidarity with our brothers in the NBA, and we'll continue this conversation with our brothers and sisters across all leagues and look to take collective action.
Japanese tennis star Naomi Osaka also pulled out of her match in New York. The U.S. Tennis Association then hit pause on tournament play until Friday. Osaka wrote on Twitter, quote, "Watching the continued genocide of black people at the hands of the police is honestly making me sick to my stomach." It wasn't just the athletes being heard. Emotions were raw during TNT's Inside the NBA TV show. Here's anchor Kenny Smith.
As a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
And with that, Smith disconnected his mic and walked off the set.
From PRX.